Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the most must-see and must-listen-to pro wrestling podcast in the history of the world. Welcome to Ringside Chaos, representing both the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, today's subject was honestly not my idea at all. As a matter of fact, it was strongly suggested by one of my loyal listeners who also happens to be a sports writer for the website that I work for. I give credit to the one and only Mr. Cy Ingersoll for strongly suggesting this episode. Thank you, Cy. Thank you very, very much. Because honestly, I never thought about doing an episode about Gunther officially breaking the record for the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. Thank you, Cy, and thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I really appreciate that, buddy. And it's an honor and it's a blessing to be able to work with you for Third Down Thursdays, the greatest sports website in the history of the world. You know, honestly, I don't even understand why I never envisioned myself talking about this. Because Gunther is one of the most impressive, and I mean impressive, professional wrestlers that I have ever watched. The man's career, no, I've done my research. I mean, all the way back to the days before he was in WWE, specifically before the days at NXT UK. I mean, the days on the independent circuit, specifically Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, you know, that's based over in Los Angeles, California. You know, worked for a promotion known as Evolve. So, you know, the guy's just been around wrestling for just God knows how long. And, you know, he's working for all these promotions. You know, you can just tell that Gunther paid his dues, sacrificed a lot. I mean, it's not easy to make it to where he is today. It really isn't. And for him, you know, starting his career out in Europe, I believe I would imagine he wrestled throughout various independent promotions throughout Europe. I would imagine that he's wrestled in his home country of Austria as well. So, but where everything that he's gone through, you know, when he arrived in WWE in 2019 and he was on the NXT UK brand, and of course he's the NXT United Kingdom champion. I mean, he was champion for like almost 900 days. I think the title is now defunct. I mean, my knowledge with NXT UK is very, very slim. I mean, aside from Gunther, I mean, I remember when Tony Storm was on it, you know, when Rhea Ripley was on it as well. So, you know, and Gunther, I mean, you know, the first thing that comes to mind to Gunther, but, you know, when everybody expresses just how amazed and impressed they are with Gunther, with his wrestling ability, his incredible matches, the mic skills, Imperium, I remind everybody that Vincent Kennedy McMahon wanted to bury him and eventually send him back to NXT. And according to my research, had Vince McMahon not retired last year in the wake of all of those allegations, Gunther probably would not be where he is today as on being on the main roster. The longest reigning Intercontinental Champion, surpassing the Honky Tonk Man as of today. Right now, it makes me sick to my stomach to think why Vince McMahon would have wanted to do something like this. Now, is Gunther the greatest pro wrestler of all time? Now it kind of seems like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the burial for me is now coming out there. Look, Gunther is a phenomenal athlete. Great wrestler. I mean, the fans love him despite the fact that he's a heel. He's adored, I should say. So, honestly, again, you know, the fact that, you know, to stomach, you know, what Vince McMahon wanted to do, I mean, again, I mean, that's what really, that's what really boggles my mind. And again, it makes me sick to my stomach because, again, seeing how Gunther is adored by the fans and, you know, everything he's accomplished, you know, his incredible Intercontinental title run, you know, I don't understand what Vince did not like about the guy. Now I guess what I meant to say in a bit is Gunther is obviously one of the greatest pro wrestlers in the world today, but you know, but again, I just don't see what Vince didn't like out of him, you know. Now, is he a perfect wrestler? Is he perfect at everything he does? I mean, well, nobody is. Everybody's got, you know, every wrestler's got their pros and their cons. You know, and for Gunther, you know, honestly, I've said many times in my opinion that Will Ospreay is the greatest pro wrestler in the world. I've said many times when it comes to certain athletes, they're always unique in his or her own way. And Gunther is just another fine example of that. He's very, very unique in his own way. You know, of course, one of the most unique things about Gunther, you know, is the weight loss and the body transformation that he underwent before he was called up to the main roster. Now, sometimes, you know, because I have to remind people, like, some people, like, there was times where I actually thought that Triple H probably told Gunther, we're not going to bury you, but you got to get yourself in better shape. Because from what I understand is he got leaner. I mean, he underwent the body change. He lost over 60 pounds. This was, I believe, as part of his preparation for the main roster. Now I could be wrong, but I would not be surprised if Triple H was the one that probably told him months earlier. I mean, I'd imagine if Vince McMahon revealed to Triple H months in advance that he was gonna bury Gunther, then it would make perfect sense if Triple H told Gunther, I'm gonna make sure you don't get buried. We're gonna make sure that you get pushed. We're gonna make sure you get properly built up on the main roster. But you gotta lose weight. And you gotta get in better shape. So it would not surprise me if Triple H actually had a huge part in Gunther's body transformation. I'm sure a lot of other veterans as well. I'm sure a lot of his coworkers as well. So I'm sure a lot of people were in strong support of Gunther. And I'm very impressed with what he did. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, right now, honestly, what's not to like about Gunther? And again, if I'm butchering the guy's name, I severely apologize. I mean, if Gunther himself happens to be listening, I'm sorry. Please don't chop me. But, you know, again, you know, even though he's by no means perfect, I mean, honestly, I just don't see what there isn't to like about the guy. So, I mean, the dude is just a solid international foreign heel. You know, the whole concept with the Imperium, I like it. You know, for one thing, the Imperium, their entrance music, I think, is actually pretty cool. This thing that Gunther does, that kind of stance he does when he puts both hands, you know, behind his back and kind of stands like in some kind of, you know, stance like that, some international salute-like stance, I actually thought that's pretty unique. Of course, the jacket he used to wear, you know, and everything. So, again, you know, Gunther is just, again, to solidify my point, he's very unique in his own way. So I think it's honestly a matter of time before they gotta take things to the next level with Gunther. Now, do I see him losing the Intercontinental Championship anytime soon? Not particularly, because honestly, right now, I'm not sure who could possibly be the one to take the belt off of him. Now, one of my other friends, who's a loyal listener of this show, he's actually predicting a face turn for Gunther in the future. He somehow believes that the Imperium will turn on him, and he will gradually go from a heel to a babyface. I don't see it happening. I think I see Gunther staying heel for a very long time. Now, if he were to turn face, do I think he'd be good at it? Well, I mean, if he's properly booked, then absolutely. I'm sure he can do as good as a babyface as he can as a heel. But I would say that right now, honestly, ending Gunther's run as a heel is honestly a fatal error. So, because right now, honestly, he's really growing to be, you know, one of the top heels in the company. So moving forward, you know, now that he's officially the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion, you know, all those matches, you know, with Drew McIntyre, with Sheamus, you know, all the title defenses. I mean, again, you know, to go back to everything that, you know, when I asked, like, you know, what's there not to like about the guy, you know, I should mention that I believe his match, which was at the pay-per-view. Sorry, my mind's kind of I'm a little bit disoriented right now. That's well, it was actually with Sheamus. It was the match of the year last year at Clash of the Castle. His match with Sheamus at Clash of the Castle last year was actually match of the year. You know, I believe it was voted by ESPN, actually. ESPN voted that match of the year. So, you know, in 2020, CBS Sports actually, he had a match with Ilya Dragunov. That was a listed match of the year. So again, you know, going to our man, I mean, the dude is a phenomenal worker. Very unique. I mean, the chops and everything. I mean, you know, the unique, you know, European style of brawling and everything. I mean, now, again, you know, honestly, and the fact that, again, I mean, it's just seared into my brain. Vince McMahon wanted to bury the guy. I've tried to look at why, but, you know, and again, you know, one particular source reminds me that Gunther is one of Triple H's favorite WWE talents from NXT. So again, I know for a fact that Triple H would have prevented Vince from burying him. And again, because he's one of Triple H's favorites, Triple H, I'm sure, encouraged Gunther to undergo the phenomenal, you know, body change. Again, losing 65 pounds and obtaining a very, very lean physique. So, yeah. So because he's one of Triple H's favorites, and we all know that NXT is a creation by none other than the game himself. So you know, Triple H really is that guy to give, you know, strong advice, to encourage, you know, the NXT talent. So I really like what Triple H has done with Gunther. And I'm really excited to see, you know, what the future has in store for this phenomenal Austrian athlete. So, and you know, and honestly, I'll never forget, I think not long ago, I think this was during the preseason, Gunther actually attended a preseason Philadelphia Eagles game. And I think he said on Twitter that he refuses to call that sport football. And I, you know, honestly, hey, I agree with Gunther. I mean, hey, I'm a football fan. I mean, he, of course, in the United States, we like to call it soccer, but, you know, it's really football. So, I do agree with Gunther on that. But, and honestly, speaking of my football podcast, Into the Net FC, if I could one day have Gunther on the show to talk football with him, I mean, that would be an incredible blessing. So, but, again, you know, all these stories are just saying that for some reason, I think when Gunther, I'm not sure, I forget exactly when his main roster debut was. I'll never forget, I think it was, okay, it was actually April. Yeah, it was April of last year. I think, according to my research, I think on the 4th of July last year, when he interrupted an Independence Day segment, I think it was with R-Truth, there was something in that Vince McMahon soured on. I mean, this is according to the research, you know, according to these sources. So, I mean, again, I don't know. So, it's hard exactly when exactly it was, but clearly, there was something about Gunther that Vince McMahon didn't like, and I not only can I not see what it is, but I can't understand what it is. But you know, as we know, Vince McMahon ended up, you know, retiring not long after, but of course he ended up coming back. So it was good to see that that his burial, you know, certainly didn't happen, because again, burying Gunther would have been a massive mistake. I mean, and you think of all the mistakes that Vince McMahon and WWE creative booking and management have made over the years and over the decades as far as burying certain talents. I mean, the laundry list, I mean, it's a freaking laundry list. I mean, I think at this point, even to call a laundry list is a massive understatement. So Triple H was just not going to make that mistake, because how many brilliant NXT talents have we seen be promoted to the main roster only for them to be buried? I mean, look what happened to Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, not only that, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, Bobby Roode, you know, again, you know, Tommaso Ciampa, which, if I butchered the name, I apologize. I mean, again, all these brilliant NXT performers called up to the roster, but buried, destroyed. It's a horrible track record, and this has got to affect Triple H too, and Gunther was just a guy they could not mess up with. So, So congratulations to Gunther. He's officially the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. He surpassed the Honky Tonk Man. He's a brilliant Intercontinental Champion. And honestly, what happens moving forward, I don't know what to expect, but I'm sure it's a surprise, and I'm sure that I'm going to like it. But I got to be honest with you, one thing I want to say about the Intercontinental title. The Intercontinental title, the Intercontinental Championship, is actually a very, very prestigious championship in professional wrestling, specifically World Wrestling Entertainment. But I'll be honest with you, I don't like the current design. I don't really like the current strap. I prefer the one that Cody Rhodes introduced back in 2011, the old school Intercontinental title with the white strap. That I actually used to have a commemorative replica of that title until I donated it. So I like that one. I mean, the Intercontinental title from the Attitude Era, I think it was like from the Attitude Era to about, I'm not sure, well, they deactivated it, but Stone Cold Steve Austin, I believe in 2003, reactivated the title. That brand from the Attitude Era, not too bad, but I prefer the white strap. But I'll never forget the strap, you know, when they had the Intercontinental title and the WWF was actually highlighted in red. I mean, that is honestly my favorite design for the title. So it's good to see such a prestigious title. I mean, if you think of the history of this prestigious title, so many legends in WWE have held that title. I mean, my favorite wrestler of all time, Chris Jericho, I believe holds the record 9 reigns as Intercontinental Champion. I believe The Miz is probably has the record for the second most Intercontinental title reigns. But, you know, Razor Ramon, Mr. Perfect, Bret Hart, Owen Hart, Shawn Michaels, Goldust, you know, so again, you know, of course, the inaugural champion, the late great Pat Patterson, you know, so many amazing, you know, Rowdy Roddy Piper even held the belt, you know, I'll never forget when the Mountie won it, although he only held it for 2 days. I mean, the Mountie, you know, a lot of brilliant names have held that title. I mean, The Rock, Triple H, the list goes on, you know. I'll never forget in 2004 when a 24-year-old Randy Orton held the belt for quite a while. You know, again, you know, the Intercontinental title, very, very unique, you know, and honestly, for me, I really miss the white strap, the one that Cody Rhodes introduced in 2011, and honestly, this is clearly my opinion, but I just don't like the current design on the Intercontinental title. I think they should hopefully make a change in the near future, but I doubt they will. But Gunther is an excellent Intercontinental champion, and I honestly cannot wait to see what the future has in store for him. But I'm just glad that he did not end up being buried and sent back to NXT, and I hope WWE management, creative, and booking continues to book him properly, because Gunther is an excellent worker, and he can make good money for himself and for the company. Gunther is a brilliant investment, so WWE, don't fuck this up. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. So thank you very, very much, and one more thing. Please be sure that you hit the subscribe button, and please be sure that you hit the notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you will not be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. And one more thing. If you have friends or family that love professional wrestling and they are looking for the greatest pro wrestling podcast in the world, then please ask them to subscribe to the show, because I promise you, no, I guarantee to you, they will love this show. They will not be disappointed. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.